Now, You Ought to Know with Dave Serio on Frederick's News Radio, 930 WFMD.
With Dave Serio, informative and entertaining car advice that you need. And your phone calls on our nationwide toll-free line, 866-96-TALK-CARS. Now, Dave Serio.
Thank you, Frank, and good morning to everyone. Welcome to another edition of You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Happy Easter to all of our listeners. We'll be here live again next Saturday morning. We just wanted to let you know that. But we're looking forward to talking to you at the phone number of 866-96-TALK-CARS. Let's go to that phone right now. We've got Jack on the line. Good morning to you, Jack.
Hey, good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well. Great to talk to you, buddy.
Well, same here. I've listened to your show for a number of years, and I really enjoy it.
Well, thank you.
So it's finally my turn with the question.
Okay.
It's a tow question, actually. I have a trailer that weighs 7,500 pounds, fully loaded.
Okay.
I have a Toyota Sequoia with 182,000 miles. It runs like a dream, okay?
Yes, sir.
Like it did new, practically.
Great.
I've decided, well, that's first question is, am I pushing the limit of my taking the chances going out and we're on a long trip, you know, like to upstate New York, towing, you know, for a couple of days each direction? I was thinking maybe it's time to trade it in.
Well, the transmission is really the only thing that I'm concerned about. The Sequoia is a very well-built vehicle, and transmissions and engines last forever. If the transmission has been serviced, I would say that you're probably okay using that as a tow vehicle. To give you an example, okay, I was even more brave than you. I bought a 2005 Dodge Dually, okay, to tow a three-car trailer that weighed, with cars, 14,000 pounds, okay, and that had 209,000 miles when I bought it. So I was braver than you.
And you are.
Yeah, and it's been up and down. It was up and down the East Coast and Texas and all over. So the Sequoia is a vehicle that I really like, and I know that they really have good longevity, so it wouldn't scare me to do that.
Oh, well, that's great to hear. I have had the transmission serviced
good.
At least once. It was flushed and, you know, filled or all that kind of stuff.
Good. Okay. Then I think you should be okay.
Here's my next question, and then I'll be done. I'm looking at a Ford 150.
Right.
And I found one with their standard 5-liter V8. You know, it's been around a long time. And that versus the 3.5 six-cylinder EcoBoost. And some people have said, well, if you're going to tow that trailer or even one a little heavier, you're going to run that 3.5 EcoBoost very high toward the upper end of its range, and you might be better off with the V8. What's your opinion?
I would agree with them. I'm a V8 guy. Especially when it comes to towing.
Okay, okay. Yep. It's got slightly less torque, but more horsepower, the V8 does?
Yes, and I know torque's important for towing, but I still like the V8. And maybe it's just because I'm old. I don't know. But the 3.5 EcoBoost is a supercharged engine, and I'd be concerned about that with towing. I'd rather have the full power of the normally aspirated V8.
Okay, okay. That's what I needed to hear.
Okay.
Dave, thank you so much. Good day to you.
You too, Jack. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. We go from Jack right to Jerry. Good morning to you, Mr. Jerry.
Hey, hi, Dave. I was so shocked that you answered the phone yourself. I just wasn't expecting that.
No, that's no problem. I enjoy doing this. It's fine.
That was great. I've got a friend of mine that's got a 1976 MGB, and he wants to sell it. He's had it for a while. He hardly gets to drive it. He's into other things.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing specifically wrong with it. It's in decent shape.
Okay.
It runs good. He's looking for $5,000 or best offer. And right now, the MGBs are kind of going for around $7,000.
Sure.
So I think it's a pretty good deal.
Okay.
I have one myself. I've always liked the MGB. I think it's kind of a more civilized sports car, you know, as far as the English cars go.
Right. Well, it was the birth of the Miatas and the cars that, you know, took its place in, you know, when MG left this country. But yeah, back in the 70s and like 1980, you know, MGs were very, very popular. And, you know, there's always been a little bit of a complaint about durability and things like that. But again, you know, we're talking about a car that's, you know, 50 plus years old, you know?
Yeah,
or close to 50. Close to 50, yes. So, they're valuable, no doubt about it. I think 5,000 is in the right ballpark. I don't know what the condition of the vehicle is, but it sounds like it's a good condition vehicle to me.
Yeah, it basically is. If anybody's interested in it, they can give me a call.
Okay.
And I'll put them in touch with the guy.
All right.
My number is 410-242-5993.
Okay, that's 410-242-5993. And what year was the MGB?
It's 76.
76. 76 so MGB, $5,000 or best offer.
Right. It's you know, the black bumper car.
Yes. Yep. I'm very familiar with it.
And like I say, I have an 80, and I bought it like in 1999. So, I mean, I've had it 20 years.
Right.
And, you know, I think they're really cool cars.
Very good. I agree. That sounds good.
Okay. I thank you so much, Dave, and I love listening to your show.
Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate it so much.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a real quick break. Back in just a few moments right here. I'm Dave Serio. Saturday mornings, Free Talk 930. WFMD's You Ought to Know.
Down to the grocery store to clear the fat ladies out of the candy aisle. Or if you're just buying a few items, you're going through that 10 and under express lane, somebody ahead of you with a dozen eggs, you just go, that's 12 items. Get out, Dick. Hey, Peggy, this would be pretty good for snakes, wouldn't it? Or maybe you girls are down at night, you're a little bit afraid, you got to get to your car, got to go down a dark alley, just go like this. They'll think you're a VW. You still might get stripped, but it's a different offense, you see.
We all remember Gallagher, that's for sure. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means You Ought to Know. 10 to 11 right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Time to go back to the phones. Who do we have? We have Mr. Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop on the line. Michael, good morning to you, sir.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
Good. Where are you? You sound like you're in a cellar.
I'm on my way home.
Okay, very good. You were at Hunt Valley Horsepower today where they had about, 350 vehicles?
Yeah, it was a down crowd today because the roads are wet, so it's about 350.
Amazing. Good to talk to you, sir. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, we're doing real good. Can't complain at all.
Very good. I was talking to Gentleman Ron in our first show, and I mentioned this to you. He was down in Florida in West Palm Beach at the auction and saw Rod from Griot's Garage there at the show.
Yeah, small world.
It was funny. He just mentioned the fact that he was listening to a bunch of guys in Baltimore on the radio show, not knowing that they would know who we are. And Rod, of course, knows us very well. He's from Maryland. So it was a pretty neat meeting. He said he had a real good time getting a chance to talk with Rod. And they had nothing but complimentary things to say about you and me.
They lie a lot.
I don't know how that ever happened, but that's what they said. So it's all good.
They lie a lot.
There you go. All right. So what do you have for us today, mister?
All right. Well, since the season has kicked off officially, we're going to talk about your car show etiquette or manners.
Okay.
Don't mind.
Sure, I don't mind at all.
It seems that a lot of the larger Cars and Coffees and some of the car shows now, instead of, it used to be all about the cars, now it's become a place to be seen. So that's come up with some issues that we've noticed here lately.
Just people that aren't car people are showing up.
Exactly. It's the place to be seen now. So
right.
A couple small rules for the owners of the cars that are there. It's no revving of your motor unless you're in a revving of the motor contest.
Right.
No burnouts, obviously, because of safety reasons, unless you're obviously at a burnout contest. And please do us all a favor and turn down the music. We don't need to hear the metal in your car rattling.
Right.
And it gets old after about 15 or 20 minutes. It's old.
It doesn't take me that long. Doesn't take me that. What's really aggravating is when you have a guy turning his stereo up when there's already music supplied at the show. So now you have
now you have
competition, and you got one guy trying to get louder than the other, and that is very, very aggravating.
You do, yeah, and it's always two different genres of music. So
yes,
that
of course.
Doesn't work.
Right.
So anyway, unless you're at a stereo contest, please turn down the music. Be courteous to your neighbors. And the big thing that I'm noticing a lot of in Hunt Valley, unfortunately, and Will's doing his best with it, is no obscene stickers in the windshield,
right,
or on the windows. It's
right.
A family affair. You know, you don't need to have some father try to explain to his kid what that means.
I don't know when that started. I mean, I've noticed it more a number of years, and it really is. I mean, I'll be driving down the road and I'll see something that actually just has a four-letter word that you would never. But I just don't understand why people put that on their car.
Yeah, and it's not, I'm not singling out any age group because I've seen it in Hunt Valley. It's from everybody our age to the young kids.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Just don't do it. It's not courteous to anybody. And,
yeah.
And I can tell you right now with the amount of cars that are coming to Hunt Valley, there's a significant police presence there every week, and they do look for that stuff.
And they'll ask you to leave. Yeah.
Yeah, they'll tell you you'll have to take it off, or they'll give you an inspection ticket, which I saw today.
Right.
And then you're just opening up a can of worms, so it ain't worth it.
Yep.
But anyway, okay, now, if you're visiting the show, it's all about common courtesy, okay? Don't touch anybody's car that doesn't belong to you unless you've been invited to do so.
Right.
Okay, and don't just walk up to a car, open the door, and sit in it. It's not a car dealership.
Right.
And unless you've been invited to do so. Now, we talked before about how yourself and Dave has a couple of really nice cars, and he'll let the kids sit in them and let even the parents sit in them.
Right, have a picture taken with it. Sure, I do that a lot. Yep.
Not until you're invited.
Right.
Okay? And if you're bringing a dog with you, especially in the summertime, if you can't walk on asphalt in your bare feet, your dog can't either. Okay?
Right.
Just common sense.
Yep.
It gets too hot to bring dogs out. If you have leashes, especially those waste of money retractable leashes, keep them locked up as short as you can. You don't need your dog running 25 or 30 feet ahead of you and banging into cars with the leash and things like that. It's just common sense.
Right.
And when your dog does what your dog is going to do, pick it up.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
That's just ignorance not to pick it up.
Gotcha. I'm with you.
Okay, and then when you have your kids, keep your kids under control, such as you would keep your dog under control.
Right.
Okay? Don't let them run up to cars with whatever they're carrying in their hands and smear it all over to somebody's car. Don't let them mash their face into the side of your car to look through the glass. And don't let them rub on people's cars. It's just, you know, we want the kids to come out and get involved in the car culture, but just teach them some manners. I mean, a lot of these cars, people have put significant amount of money in, and it's their pride and joy, and they don't need somebody rubbing on the car.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right, very good. Not only did you get a chance to vent, but you also got a chance to help. It's all good. It's all good.
Exactly right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all good. I feel better.
what about car shows? What do we have going this weekend?
All right, we'll go through these quickly. I have three of them. Today, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the United Way of Charles County at the Charles County Fairgrounds is having their annual show. They had over 2,000 plus attendees last year.
Wow!
There is a free Easter egg hunt with 25,000 hidden eggs, which will keep the kids busy and away from the cars.
Absolutely.
The food trucks and music. It's $25 registration and dash plaques to every car that registers.
Very good.
And then we have today from 12 to 6. The 15th annual Baltimore County Corvette Club meet and greet at Security Square Mall. Music and raffles, and all cars are welcome. It's just their annual kickoff to the car show season.
Right.
And then we have next Saturday, April the 20th. The rain date is April the 28th. The Asphalt Angels Spring Show from 9 to 3 at 16401 Heritage Boulevard in Bowie, Maryland. It's $20 registration, and that includes $5 worth of their 50-50 tickets. Food, drinks, and music, and it's open to all cars.
Sounds good. Oh, appreciate it very much, Mike. Great job. Your contact information is 410-833-1632. You do the ceramic coatings, the details that are unbelievable, getting the cars to perfection and get them ready to go. So when you put the ceramic coating on, it brings out the color and brings out the shine. And, of course, you also are a Griot's Garage dealer. So for supplying parts that are great for the protection and also cleaning of the inside and the outside of your car. And also we recommend people follow you on Instagram and also Facebook at The Shine Shop Auto Detailing, so they can keep informed of what's going on with your shop and also see the before and after pictures of a lot of the cars. Mike, thank you so much for joining us today. You did a great job, mister.
Thanks, Dave, and tell the guys I said hi.
I will do that. Have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you.
Right. Mike Lambert from The Shine Shop. Let's go to Mary. Mary is on the line. Good morning to you, Mary.
Good morning. I have a 2008 Cadillac DTS-L.
Okay.
And she's run beautifully for years. I've had it maybe 7-8 years now.
Okay.
I was on 95 northbound, just come through the Baltimore tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden I got a warning tone, and it said traction control.
Okay.
And power reduced.
Right. And so,
It was a little scary.
I'm sure.
It was early.
Right.
So I was able to get off on a secondary road.
Mm-hmm.
When I'd slow down for a stoplight,
right,
the car would shake like an old-fashioned jalopy.
Yep. Okay. Have you had it looked at yet?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I had it towed. I didn't want to try driving.
Gotcha.
So I had it towed down to my mechanic.
Okay.
The diagnostic said that there wasn't anything wrong and that there was something in the archives.
Okay.
So we deduced that it was probably the crankshaft sensor.
No, I wouldn't think so. Not on that. There could be a problem with that, but the reduction of power is because of the traction control problem. And that means that a sensor on one of your wheels has gone bad. So what happened is the car thought that you were having a problem with your traction control, meaning that your wheels were slipping, okay, which you weren't. You're just driving normally. But the car thought that your wheels were slipping, and that's why it reduced your power. So you may have a code in there for a crank sensor. That's a possibility, but I don't think that's what caused the problem. So have your mechanic take a look at the traction control, your anti-lock brake system, okay?
Okay.
And have him try to find out what's going on with that, because that's the cause of the problem.
Right. He test drove it for about 20 minutes, and the car was absolutely fine.
It happens.
He gave me the keys. I started off, and a half mile later, it did it all again.
Right. It's an intermittent sensor, and probably having to do with your front or your rear wheels. Yep.
Okay, it's a front wheel drive.
Wouldn't matter. They have the sensors at all four wheels. Yep.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Dave, thank you very much.
You're welcome. We appreciate the call and good luck to you, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks. Taking a break.
Right.
Back in just a few moments. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Creation and said, let's see how they like it to create someone of their own image who denies their existence. Because I have read the Bible more than once, cover to cover, and it never mentions how old the devil was when he rejected God's authority. If I'm guessing an age, I'm saying 16. Devil got his driver's license, drove to Georgia, that's all I know. One heck of a fiddle player, buddy.
One heck of a fiddle player. That's Jeff Allen. Some funny stuff about teenagers, no doubt about it. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, Free Talk 930 WFMD. And it would not be a Saturday morning complete without Craig Shipp from Frederick.com. Give us a call. Let us know what's going on in Frederick and Washington counties. Good morning to you, Mr. Craig.
Good morning. It is a beautiful morning up here in Thurmont. We got the sun coming out. It's absolutely gorgeous. They were predicting a cloudy day, but it is absolutely gorgeous with sun, some blue sky, some high white clouds.
Well, good.
Perfect day for a trip to Thurmont and a hike in the mountains here.
Absolutely. It's good that they finally got the weatherman got it wrong in the right direction.
That's right. And so there's a couple of quick things.
Sure.
First of all, I took my Prius into Dynamic Automotive, their Liberty Town location.
I saw the video
yesterday.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they did the spring service. I have it serviced there every spring and every fall.
Gotcha.
and they did a fantastic job. And I shot a little video.
If
folks want to take a look at that,
sure.
It's on the homepage of Frederick.com. It's also on the Frederick County Facebook page.
Great.
Facebook.com/Frederick County. So they can check that out. They did a fantastic job. The only problem they found with the car was the right rear light, running light, was out, and they replaced that.
How about the nut behind the wheel? Did they find a problem there?
Well, that's more involved. So.
Yeah, that's true. That's going to need excessive work, yes.
That'll need to go to the medical department on Frederick.com for that situation. So they took great care of me, as usual, and so check out that video. And,
sure.
And I do highly recommend that people have their cars serviced every fall before the cold weather hits.
Yep.
And every spring before you get into that summer driving, the hot weather and all that good stuff.
People who do that normally do not have crisis and serious problems during this winter and summer. Maintenance. We laugh, but we recommend maintenance at auto repair shops, but it's our least profitable item. Repairs are
much more
profitable, but
I've had virtually no failures with my car. They've been servicing it since new. It's a 2004,
right?
And it's just been bulletproof, reliable, and I definitely credit that to those servicings every fall and spring. So
absolutely.
So there's that.
Okay.
Now, as far as events go, I'm reading right off the event section on Facebook.com/Frederick County. So anybody can go there and click on events and see the same thing I'm looking at. So Stover Hearth and Patio is having some kind of a special order sale next 2 days. I don't know what that's all about, but you guys can check it out. There is a Terrace Lanes Bowling Center. There is a tournament going on.
Okay.
Mr. John and Friends, he's a great entertainer, singer, songwriter, and so on. He's performing at Dublin Roasters, coffee shop, and that's from 11 a.m. to noon. Tomorrow morning, so he's performing. Let's see, there's something at a yoga center going on. There's the Beyond the Garden Gates Garden Tour.
Right.
That's coming up May 18 and 19. You know, May's right around the corner, folks, so you got to start making these plans. That is a really cool thing where you can tour various gardens in downtown Frederick and around the area, you know, people's private gardens that you normally do not have access to.
Right.
And you can tour them. So tomorrow, we've already talked about this, the Spring Bridal Showcase at Searsville Mansion. So if somebody's thinking about getting married, they definitely want to go to that. So just a whole bunch of things. We've got the Easter Bunny Breakfast and Egg Hunt is the 20th, so that's next weekend.
Right.
And I'm going to be there on the 20th shooting photos for folks that go there and want to have their photos taken with the Easter Bunny.
Great.
So I might call you from that event because I'll be there.
Good. Yeah, I'd love to. Yep.
I'll be there at that time, so we'll see if I can call in from there.
Sure, hope you can.
That's what we've got. That's what we've got.
All right, Craig. Well, that's great. They can find out more information at Frederick.com or also Facebook.com/Frederick County. And if you want to get a hold of Craig and let him know about something going on, you can email him Craig@Frederick.com. That sounds good, mister.
Absolutely. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Craig. Appreciate it, buddy.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Larry on the line. Good morning to you, Mr. Larry.
Good morning. I agree with Mr. Ship. It's a beautiful, beautiful day.
Great. That's fantastic. We're glad to hear it. We need more of those in the Maryland area, no doubt about it.
Hey, I'm 72 years old. I want all the sun I can get, my man. All the sun.
I want all the floor I can get when my feet hit it. That's what I want. I'm telling you.
There you go. There you go. Hey, I've got kind of a crazy question.
Okay.
Just for advice on this. My friend's son, who is 17, and a wonderful driver, wonderful, very competent and courteous young man. I mean, just fantastic. First car purchase.
Okay.
So what the affordability is, a price range of around $10,000.
That's good. A lot of choices.
He's not real picky about, you know, whatever. He doesn't really prefer anything that's, like, really sporty.
Gotcha.
He needs something like, if it's a small sedan,
right,
four door, because he's in the marching competition band to carry drum instruments in.
Okay.
And right now it's primarily to get schooling back. But being an old opinionated man, I said he should probably get an SUV with more weight, not about his driving, but so that it's more safe if someone collides with him. Hmm. And what, the only vehicle he really thinks about, for some odd reason, is a Jeep, the SUV type, not the little whatever.
Not the Wrangler. You know, he's like a Jeep Grand Cherokee or Jeep Cherokee.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but
I'm not too sure about Jeeps. So yes. Give me your advice.
Well, I think getting him a Jeep Grand Cherokee would be a great idea. That's a good-sized mm-hmm. vehicle. It's got good performance. I would definitely recommend a larger engine, like, for example, the 3.6-liter V6. Or if you're going to mm-hmm. go back to like 2004 or 5, again, I don't think you have to, but if you did, if you find one with a 4-liter straight inline six, that is the strongest engine Jeep Cherokee has ever had. So
4.0,
a 4-liter. Yes.
Straight
it's,
six.
It's gotcha. A straight six inline, not a V6. Mm-hmm. Unbelievably right. hardy, bulletproof. So that would be the one that I'd recommend the most. And as far as other vehicles, I still would recommend a Camry or an Accord. If he has the mm-hmm. room in that to put the stuff in there, I would definitely recommend the sedan. Yep.
Okay. All right. And well, fantastic.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Sounds good.
I'm going to give him your number.
No problem. If he's got a $10,000 budget, he's going to be in good shape.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Dave, wonderful programs. Always, I try to catch you every Saturday. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to take a real quick break. Good call from Larry. We appreciate that. And we'll be back in just a few moments with your phone calls and more at 866-96 Talk Cars. You're listening to You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Deserve, or, and this is more likely, you win the lottery. But no matter what you do, you will always want more money. Money is like food. You can never have enough. Actually, it is possible to have enough food, so money is more like beer. Or cars. When I had that 20-year-old Studebaker, I wanted a 15-year-old Rambler. When I got the Rambler, I wanted a van. When I got the van, I wanted an import, or at least a van that didn't catch fire. So my advice is, instead of focusing on your need for more money, enjoy what you have and spend it with confidence on things you want. Like, for example, my book, which is available at fine bookstores everywhere. Remember, I'm pulling for you. We're all in this together.
The wit and wisdom of Red Green. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning. You ought to know. 10 to 11, Free Talk 930 WFMD. Great to be with you guys. We have got the dynamic duo on the line. That would be, of course, Todd and Jose from Dynamic Automotive. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. How you doing today, Dave?
I'm doing great. Good to talk to you, Todd. It's been a while. Glad to see that you're up and about and, of course, making a little bit of moolah at the old shop.
Oh, we're working on it 6 days a week. We're here and getting it done.
Very good. What you working on today?
Today, I'm actually working on helping Jose catch up on some loose ends. I'm actually off today, but there's things that need to be done.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me see if I get this straight. Okay, you work almost 6 days a week, and now you're helping the boss out?
So last Tuesday, April the 2nd, we switched over our point-of-sale system, Dave.
Say no more.
Our writer over to a new program called ProTractor.
Okay.
And, you know, long story short, there are some growing pains. We are working our way through it, and, you know, there's only one way to learn, and that's to jump in and do it, and... you know, I've got a little bit more seat time with the program than Jose, so
sure.
Helping him catch up on a few tickets here.
Good man, good man. And I know checking those point-of-sale systems, when you change, it can be an utter disaster at first, trying to catch up with everything and trying to figure out what's different and, you know, trying to get those histories with that histories and all that. But I know you and Jose can take care of it, no doubt about it.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And, you know, we are the guinea pigs for the company. So we sure. were the first to switch over. And once we get these bugs worked out, then we're going to all switch over to this new program.
Very good. Now, Jose, I know you've been doing a lot more public speaking also. I've been seeing you on video recently.
Yes, I'm getting out there more and more.
Great.
Yep, and, you know, it is enjoyable. There's a process that I've learned, and it's working for me so far.
Very good. Well, I'm glad to hear that, buddy. And I know that you're getting better at it because you were already very talented in the beginning, and I know you love to get those skills even crisper, and you're doing a great job. The speech that you did last week was fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I had a good time during the event, and we had a lot of great speakers there that particular day. Rick Weldon, my partner Dwayne, really stand out. Of course, the others brought their sense of humor along
sure.
with them.
And Lee did a great
job. And we had some good laughs.
Right, too. And Lee did a great job as the MC.
He was the toastmaster of the day, without a doubt. He did a great job emceeing that whole event. I thought so.
Very good. Very good. So what's happening? Tell us a little bit about the shops. I have a caller on the line that I want to be able to get to. So tell us about the four shops in Dynamic Automotive and what's going on.
If you need service in and around the Liberty Town area, that's where Todd and I reside, give us a call here at 301-694-6250. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to 3. Our original location is in Newmarket, and they have the same hours also. You can call them at 301-694-5460. You'll probably talk to Sarah or Lee at that location. And then we have our largest location right off of Route 270 in beautiful Urbana. That's a one-stop shop in Urbana. That boasts a four-bay quick lube facility, a nine-bay repair shop, and a 60-foot soft cloth car wash. Their location there is 8824 Urbana Church Road. Give them a call at 301-874-8833. You'll talk to Jason or Adam at that location. You might even get Stu on the phone. And get your car washed while you're over there.
Sure.
And our final location is located in Frederick, right off of Route 15 at 11 Bike Court. Big Bobby Allen handles that location. You can reach Bobby anytime, Monday through Friday, 7 to 5 at 301-662-3300. Give him a call. He is specializing in Jeep modifications and truck repairs and fleet repairs. He does a great job.
Very
and if
good.
You mention Dave Serio and the show You Ought to Know, you will get 10% off on parts and labor for any repair or service performed. Just mention Dave Serio or the show You Ought to Know, and you'll get that 10% off on parts and labor.
Now, you said Big Bobby Allen's was a final shop, but you know what? That you're not going to be able to say that much longer because you've got another shop being built right now that is going to be across the street from your original shop.
That's correct, yes. And we're going to expand that location to 8 bays, brand-new modern shop, and mm-hmm. we'll repurpose the old location, probably sell some used cars.
Okay, great. Yeah. So you'll have 8 bays on one side of the street, and then the 2-bay shop will be repurposed, and as I said, maybe used cars, and you'll be an honest used car dealer. That'll be rare.
Absolutely.
Very rare. So that's great.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, yeah. I appreciate you guys showing up every single weekend on the show. It's always great to have you. Todd, good to have you. Sorry we haven't heard from you in a while, but I know you've been very busy at the shop. And anything special happening as far as the automobile repairs there?
You know, so yesterday, I think Craig Shipp was touching on it. We did a shoot on his Prius and, you know, check that out on Facebook and on the Dynamic Automotive website. I'm sure it'll be linked into there soon.
Yes, and he's also...
You know, we're just doing what we do, and it's always a pleasure.
Yeah, he has it on Frederick.com, so folks can go to that, or Facebook.com, also Frederick County. He has it on there, so you guys are already a star.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining me here on the show. We have dynamicautomotive.net is the website for every other information that you need on Dynamic Automotive. Todd and Jose, the Dynamic Duo, thank you so much for being with me.
Hey, thank you, Dave. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you. You too, sir. Have a great day.
You too, Dave. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Happy Easter, by the way.
Happy Easter.
Okay. Bye-bye now. All right. Let's go to Tom on the line. Good morning to you, Mr. Tom.
Morning, Dave. Good show as always, Dave. What an outstanding public service you perform there.
Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Hey, I'm working on a 97 Ford Explorer Sport.
Okay.
The,
uh,
Mm-hmm. It's a four-wheel drive.
Right.
And the speedometer will be okay for 15 or 20 minutes. It'll just cut out.
Oh, boy. Okay. And it goes down, drops down to zero?
Drops down to zero, and the, what do you call it, trip meter also stops working.
Okay. How about warning lights? Are there any check engine lights on?
No. Hmm. No, they're not.
That's scary.
It's got gauges. Thankfully, right. It's got gauges and not lights.
Well, you
what,
still,
what a difference that makes.
Yeah, but you still have lights for check engine and things like that. And
oh, yes,
what
yes.
I was when wondering,
you,
yeah.
When you first start up, they all still function.
Right. You have either one or two speed sensors that give information to the speedometer, and normally, when they go bad or intermittent like this, it turns out they usually set a check engine light, a code. The computer recognizes the problem. Now, if that's not being recognizable, then there is a possibility that it could be the head control unit itself, the cluster, which has the speedometer, the odometer, the you know, the whole bit. It could be related to that. Now, did you say that the odometer was still working, meaning it was still registering miles even when it went to zero, or does it not register miles?
You mean the trip meter?
The odometer.
It does not. In other words, when the speedometer quits working, it does not register miles.
Okay. I'm going to say there's a very good chance that this is a speed sensor, not a speedometer problem. Because normally when a speedometer goes bad in a cluster, it does not affect the odometer because the speed sensor is still giving information to the odometer about how many miles you're driving. So if both of them are stopping at the same time, I'm going to have to assume that the information from the speed sensor has stopped, and that's what's going on. So I think you have a defective speed sensor, and it needs to be diagnosed to find out which one. Sometimes there are more than one speed sensor. Sometimes there's one for the cruise control, and others there's one for the transmission. But I think your transmission speed sensor is going bad.
So you think it's a transmission speed sensor, huh?
Absolutely. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. So that would be my guess. Now, again, it has to be diagnosed, but that would be my guess.
Well, Dave, I always appreciate your sterling advice.
Scanner hooked up to it, which we can check out what the sensors are reading. If it's doing it at the time, meaning your speedometer is not working, it should show that a speed sensor is not working also. And that's what we're hoping for.
So if I were to swing by Dynamic Automotive, they could put it on a test bed and see if it's throwing any codes or anything? Or?
Absolutely. They definitely can.
Great. Dave, thanks so much as always. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Tom. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.
I'm Dave Serio. We literally have a minute. How can I help you?
Dave, Robert Black at Talk to Mountain Orchard. How you doing?
Hey, Robert, we have about 35 seconds, sir. So go ahead and tell us what's going on.
Any of the car guys that want to take their cars for a drive today, come on Kilball Road and look at the blooming trees. It's absolutely beautiful here at Catoctin Mountain Orchard with all the different colors here. So take your car on Kilball Road and enjoy the trip. Dave, we reopen April 27th.
Fantastic.
Have a great day.
You too, Robert. Thank you so much for the call, buddy. Appreciate it. That's Robert from Catoctin Mountain Orchards, and they have some great stuff opening up in about, a week and a half. All righty? All right, guys, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. Thanks for joining me here on the show. I'm Dave Serio. The show's called You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Bye-bye.